KSDR welcomes you to this week's edition of On the Water and in the Air. It's not always about where the fish are biting or where the birds are flying. It's talk about how to go get them.
On the Water and in the Air with your hosts Neil Jensen, Randy Aggermeyer, and Lynn Jurens.
Well, I mean, we're on the water and in the air, so we're going to have a little of each today. Thank you, everyone, for joining us another week. Beautiful Thursday morning. Fishing weather.
It's beautiful. The roads hunting are thawed weather. Out.
Wow, the roads are thawing out. We've, coming off about an inch of ice on our roads here in northeastern South Dakota.
For those of you people driving 35 miles an hour on 212 on the way to Watertown, stay home or step on the gas. Good Lord.
Yeah, go ahead. Put her in the ditch.
There is not we'll a speck of ice on there, and we're still going 35. I hit somebody this morning going 70. They're going 30.
Hey, got some other good news. $2.45 in Sturgis for a gallon of gas when I left on Tuesday.
Well, I'm driving out there to get some.
$2 today.
Oh,
in
I better
Watertown.
Not then.
Wow, look at the gas price, Gabe. You want to talk about
we're going to get
fantastic
under $2.
Fantastic economic boost to our economy. You can't. You want to go fishing? You want to go do this? You want to go hunting? You want to go see your sister?
Just drive.
Just drive. Get out of here and go. You want to drive to the Twin Cities and see the National Association of Professional Anglers?
Yes. You should. You should go this weekend.
Or we could call it the National Professional Anglers Association. Steven Peach is going to give us a quick little rundown here before we have our Clay Target guest on.
The man in the black hat?
The man in the black hat is with us.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Steve.
What's happening in the Twin Cities this weekend? Attendance the last few years has been absolutely, absolutely amazing because of the lineup of speakers.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, good morning again to you. Are you there?
I am here. How are we doing this morning, guys?
We are good, Stephen Peach. You know, are you pushing snow before you give us a little report?
Actually, we got the majority of our snow pushed. We're just in the middle of starting to de-ice. We still got a bunch of icy roads up this way. So, like you guys, where the weather has already warmed up to 17 degrees overnight when I left the house. I think it's 22 here now. So, we're going to get these roads cleaned off this morning and back to black. And then we're going to head for the MPAA conference down in Minneapolis tonight.
You guys are awesome about removing ice from the roads. You do salt. We let the Three Sisters take care of it. April, May, and June.
we haven't been able to do anything but run salt sand the last few days just because of how cold it was. So we're back to salt this morning.
Well, let's get these roads cleared so we can head to the National Professional Anglers annual meetings and conference in the Twin Cities. Location, who are we going to see there?
Well, we got a star-studded lineup again this year. We've been able to get Jordan Lee and Jacob Wheeler both there from the Bass side. They're both going to be keynote speakers. Lots going on. It's a fantastic venue. We've increased our numbers every year. This year, probably down just a little bit. We got economy playing into things and weather playing into things. So back in Minneapolis for the first time in a few years, we've been out at Wisconsin Dells, Wisconsin. So we got those two for the lineup. We got a student angler panel on Friday night that Seth Borton from College Team out east in Michigan is going to be running that panel, lots of question and answer stuff going on. We'll have a bunch of student anglers there as guests of ours. Several companies have stepped up to bring those students down to help give them a taste of what we do. Last year we had just a massive turnout. So things are going great. The student angling site is going awesome.
So, Stephen, increasing the professionalism in the world of promotional fishing is really the goal, and bringing speakers and bringing everyone together to learn from each other. Is that part of what we're looking forward to this weekend?
Absolutely, Len. Going to the NPAA, National Professional Anglers Association Conference, is one of the greatest networking opportunities for the aspiring pro angler. aspiring student anglers trying to get into it. You know, they're the lifeblood coming in to a association like this. So we're looking forward to it. And the folks that go, that's all they can do every year afterwards is talk about the networking opportunities. You get to rub shoulders with the Gary Parsonses and Johnny Gilmans and the Tommy Scarlesses of the walleye world. And then, of course, we'll have Jordan Lee and Jacob Wheeler here from the bass side of the world. We got some great guys from the musky side and some guys from the crappie side. It's not just a walleye association anymore. And we're probably focused as much anymore not on the species as we are on the growth of the sport and getting women anglers. Women anglers of Minnesota, for example, 100-some members a year ago, they broke 500 women members just a month or two back, and they're like 620 just this past week.
Wow.
So growth is growth. I mean, we're growing fast.
Yes. Fantastic. They can, I would guess anyone listening, if you can't make it to the conference this weekend, membership is very important for keeping up with the latest products and information in the fishing world. Stephen, thank you for...
And dues are due.
And dues are due.
That's right.
Dues are due. It's $100 for an adult per year, and it's $50 for a student angler per year with all the same perks as the adults get.
And I like this expression once in a while. How do we do it?
How do we do it?
How do we do it?
How do we do it? You can either get a hold of myself, Stephen Peasht, at teampeasht@hotmail.com. Call me at 218-259-8193 or go to our website, npaa.net.
All right. And we failed to... we left someone out this morning. The Bullhead Association of McPherson County, South Dakota, wants a little bit of exposure here too this morning. We can't forget those guys.
Yes, they call themselves the Croakers.
The Croakers.
I've never been to a Bullhead feed that I didn't like.
Yes, exactly.
Me neither.
Good
I've
morning.
I've never been to one.
Good morning to all those that are joining us. Good morning, Brenda Peasht, for joining us, and Charlie up in McPherson County. Josh Loeb's up in McPherson County. So Louis Valence out in Potter County. Good morning from all over the state of South Dakota and Minnesota and Wisconsin and wherever you're listening to this morning. Thank you, Stephen. Yes?
Lynn, one last plug.
Okay.
Anybody wants to watch this? As president of the association, I'm inviting everybody to tune into our website, npaa.net. We'll be streaming this live on Saturday if everything works out.
Okay. Perfect. Fantastic. Thank you again, Stephen Peasht. We're going to head now over to the state of Minnesota.
Before we do that, did you hear about the robbery up at McPherson County?
Uh-oh, it's a robbery.
Yeah, somebody broke into Chirica. Broke into the police department in Chirica, stole the toilet. The cops, they got nothing to go on.
Well, you know, that happened.
That'll happen.
That'll happen.
That'll happen. Yep.
I mean, there's only one cop toilet in McPherson County.
Yeah, it's in Chirica, and they stole it last night. It's a bad deal.
Oh, sorry, Charlie. Yeah, we did. We grew up in over in Fish Lake, South Dakota, on the border of Minnesota, just off the border, catching tons of bullheads as a kid and taking the pliers and grabbing the stickers on each side and ripping that skin off, cracking their head, gutting them, and throwing them in a pot of cream and butter.
Yep.
And
yep, yep.
You ever do that?
Yeah, I did. Oh. It's been a lot of years ago.
I haven't eaten a bullhead since then.
I haven't either.
I miss them.
I don't know if I miss them, but I'd like to try it again. No.
Are they musty tasting like those catfish are?
They're a little bit like a catfish crossed with a bass.
No.
I don't think either one of them are very good.
Cornier. Yes. Good morning, Joe. We welcome you to On the Water in the Air. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm doing pretty fine. I guess when you've got weather in the 30s in northern Minnesota in January, you can't complain, can you?
Isn't that fantastic? We got Stephen Peasht cleaning the roads in northern Minnesota, and we got Joe. Joe, what part of northern Minnesota are you from?
I live in a little town called Holly, Minnesota, just east of the Fargo-Moorhead area, about 20 miles.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just up the road from us here, yeah. Just an hour and
just
a half.
Just a fur piece.
Yes. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Joe.
A lot of work has been done by a bunch of people here in the last few years to bring numbers in the clay target, in the trap shooting world, and bringing it to the high school level. Tell us a little bit about where this organization has come from and where we're heading.
Well, the USA Clay Target League started in the state of Minnesota, so just to the east of South Dakota, and started about 10, 12 years ago and has been expanding across the country now ever since. I'm actually contracted by the league to coordinate the states of South Dakota and North Dakota. So that's my role, but we are in about 25 other states with the program and growing. So
yeah, and how many accidental shootings have we had and accidents over the span of this organization?
Over the span of the organization, we've actually had zero incidents or accidents firearm-related from all the young people and coaches and volunteers working with the program.
Isn't that absolutely amazing? Just go ahead, Neil. You have a question for Joe.
I do. I've noticed the last couple of years this has just exploded. And as a guy who doesn't do a lot of trap shooting, what's the appeal to these younger kids? Why are they taking to this and dropping their Xbox?
Well, I think the appeal to a lot of young people, not only in clay target, but in the shooting sports, is it's a different type of sport. I mean, it's an alternative sport to what we're used to. We typically are used to ball sports for our high school age athletes. And so this brings another dimension to the school system where kids can get into an alternative sport. Of course, in states like South Dakota, North Dakota, Minnesota, I mean, we're fairly big firearms and hunting states, so it's kind of a natural draw from that standpoint. We do get a lot of urban area youth whose families have never had a firearm in the household who now get their young people involved in the sport, primarily to teach them safety around firearms and how to handle and use firearms in a safe manner. So it's kind of got that neat consequence for those in the urban or the non-shooting families where they can actually, you know, get their hands on firearms, be well coached, and get into a sport that, you know, not only can be an active sport in high school, but is available as a collegiate sport, and then, of course, is one of our Olympic sports in Olympic Games.
Well, you know, a quick update here. We have Joe Conneria. Cornier.
Not like Corny Waldner, Cornier.
Well, and here's my challenge. I have a new boss, and her last name is Conneria. And I'm getting those two mixed up. Sorry about that, Joe. But we have Joe, South Dakota High School Clay Target League. He's also in charge of North Dakota, so there's a lot of North Dakota listeners here also. I see Platt Geddes was mentioned on the website, organization down in Yankton. What are we seeing up in the state of South Dakota for organizations that are started, and how many, I mean, we've got a lot of growth available here.
Yep. I'll give you a little history lesson. Our league in South Dakota started in the spring of 2016. At that time, we started with seven teams in the state and about 215 athletes. That grew to 21 teams the following year with 515 athletes. And last year, our third year in the league, we had 36 teams in South Dakota and about 1,000 athletes in the program. So we're in kind of the spring organizing and sign-up stage right now, and we have a number of schools in the process of adding to the program for 2019. Our goal would be to hit at least 50 schools in South Dakota by the fourth year. So
is there one close to Watertown?
How about in this northeast South Dakota region? Who's getting organized?
Well, actually, the place where we're seeing the most, we're getting fairly well organized on the eastern side of the state. I mean, that's where most of our schools are populated right now, and so we're starting to see more activity on the western half of the state. So that's kind of a good thing. I mean, we've been kind of trying to target those areas where It's not offered in schools yet. One of the schools that we're working with is the Sioux Falls school system. We have a number of folks wanting to get the program going there. They're working through kind of logistics of, you know, school parameters and school rules to add a new or non-traditional sport like clay target league. So,
well, I'm sure your organization has been through that, dealing with the Minnesota schools over the years. So this is not going to be too much of a bump in the road, I'm sure.
No, and we deal with it on a pretty regular basis. I mean, a lot of our schools are fairly conservative, and someone within the system's conservative or a gatekeeper, and so. It sometimes takes some hoops and jumps to get through, and a lot of times we may have support from most of the system, but, you know, there may be one or two policies or things like that kind of get in the way, and so we work with the school system and the parents and volunteers interested in working with it and try to work through with our administration. So.
Well, the reason for that is I've been involved in the schools for a lot of years. It's the last great bastion of extreme liberalism in America. My goodness, I can't believe yeah. that's the foothold for the Democratic Party in South Dakota.
Yeah,
I got him talking, thinking politics before we went on the air, and he says I hate politics, and now he's getting right into it. I love it. No matter what side you're on, there's always a side.
That's right, and mine happens to be the right side.
Yeah, red, blue, or in between, there's always a side, isn't there?
That's right.
I'm independent. I'm right in the middle.
yep. So.
Well, that's I have been involved in schools for a lot of years, and one thing I've enjoyed is getting a youth fishing league going, and if we can get a clay target leagues going around this area, anything you can do to get them kids off the Xbox, out of the house, interacting with people, off their phones, I think is a benefit.
Yeah, we've seen an explosion in the interest. You mentioned the fishing leagues and things, from kids when we offer those alternative sports programs, whether it's clay target league, the National Archery in the Schools program, the fishing leagues now that are going, they're really fun to see. And I think the key to it all is having that contemporary system that's making decisions at the school level, and local leadership, your administrators that really see the value in getting those young people involved in those activities, from the positive side of it, and with good trained coaches and mentors to help them, because those are, life sports, and many of those kids are going to stay around our local communities, and that's some of the outdoor activities that we have, key to our, living in this country.
A real quick shout out to someone in the Watertown area. If you have started an organization here, I'm not, always familiar with everything going on in town, but I've not heard, and I know there's a really, really good crew of people that are always involved in this sport, group of adults. So I'm sure soon we'll hear more about it in this part of the area. But
I would guess, I haven't heard anything about it, but I would guess Webster's already on point with it.
Yeah, let's in the last 2 minutes give Joe an opportunity here to hear from you. How do they get a hold of you? I found you Facebook, fantastic. Just little blurps and ads here and there, but
he's a Facebook creeper. That's how I found you.
I'm a Facebook creeper. That's how I know about you and what you've been up to, Neil.
Awesome. Yeah, we have an active Facebook account in each state we're in. You can also find us if you want to do state-specific. It's sdclaytarget.com is the website. That also has has information on how to get involved, how to get a team started, has a map of the schools in South Dakota that are currently enrolled and have active programs going. And so that's probably the best one. Or you can always Google South Dakota Clay Target League, and guess what pops up in the first Google address?
Your phone number, Joe. It'd be your phone number.
Yep. Normally you'd hit there's an inquiry button, and you hit the inquiry, fill out the page, and then that comes right to me, and that's the connecting link for anyone that wants to get more information directly from me, is that inquiry page, because it comes right to my laptop.
Yes, and that's how I found out. That's how I was connected with Joe, is going that direction. Also, when I click on that, there's a great video There's all kinds of good things that you can learn before you really, really need to be digging into this stuff. So a lot of really good organization been happening here with this group.
Yeah, yeah. And then you'll find us, we do some of the trade shows. Last year we were at the Pheasant Fest, and this year we'll be looking at which of the area trade shows in South Dakota we want to go to. We have a booth we set up and answer questions and hand out a few goodies and things like that. So you'll see me at some of those type of events too around the state of South Dakota. So
yeah, Pheasant Fest was in Sioux Falls last
year.
And that's a great connection to tons and tons of numbers of people. So we've reached the top of the hour. We want to thank you for the efforts to help these kids stay in the sport of hunting and fishing, because it all kind of goes together here. So sure appreciate your time this morning.
Yep, you bet. Thank you, gentlemen, for the phone call. And if you want a future update, just give me a call anytime.
Joe Cornier.
That's right.
From the South Dakota High School Clay Target League. Get a hold of him.
Next week we'll have to get the answer from Charlie Hoffman. How do you beat a German? Because he asked us and we never got to it. I'm guessing it has something to do with spelling, but we'll find out.
All right. Another week of On the Water in the Air. We'll send this back over to Randy Grimes. Thank you.